The end of summer means, among other things, students heading back to college. And for one senior at the University of Maryland, it means taking on a new leadership role on campus. Except the student group she's going to be leading hasn't had anyone quite like her at the helm before. From College Park, Maryland, Bruce Wallace has our story.
Back to school means, of course, some dudes playing Ultimate Frisbee. On this campus in Maryland, it also means the marching band is preparing to cheer their Terrapins to victory. Go Terps. At the student center across the quad, Amna Faruqi is celebrating a different kind of victory.
It feels wonderful. It's definitely been a crazy week.
That's because she was just elected president of a national student group called J Street U. It's the collegiate arm of the liberal pro-Israel group.
My background is a little bit different from many in the room.
This is Faruqi speaking at a J Street meeting earlier this year.
I'm a Pakistani-American Muslim, but I'm from Potomac, Maryland. So I guess I'm culturally Jewish.
Faruqi grew up with lots of Jewish friends in the D.C. suburb of Potomac. But being Muslim, she sympathized deeply with Palestinians. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict wasn't really something you talked about. By her senior year of high school, though, she did want to talk about it.
I was editor-in-chief of our school newspaper, and the Palestinian Authority had submitted a bid to the UN for statehood, and I wanted to write an op-ed in favor of it, and one of my really good friends was very against it, and so we got into a pretty big fight. And that was like the turning point for me in realizing that this wasn't something I was just intellectually interested in. I cared about it a lot.
So she decided to learn about both sides.
I knew there had to be truth on both sides just because that made sense to me. I don't think anything is ever as one-sided as people like to think it is. And so for me, it was just natural that since I felt so connected emotionally to the Palestinian narrative and Palestinian suffering, that I needed to challenge myself more to understand the Israeli perspective because so many people I grew up with clearly had a connection to this place.
During her freshman year at the University of Maryland, she got involved with Jewish student groups, including J Street U, and took Israeli history classes. In one, the students actually play-acted a turbulent moment in the formation of Israel. Faruqi was assigned the part of Zionist leader David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister. She spent weeks reading his diaries and trying to see things as Ben-Gurion and his colleagues had.
Understanding that there were all of these people that were thinking so critically about their own identity in relation to other people. At that moment, you know, to be a Zionist was to care deeply about the future of your people and to try to save them. And I respect that.
She spent time in Israel, first studying at Hebrew University, then this past summer working as a J Street intern. She'd call home and describe everything she was seeing to her parents, who can't travel to Israel because they have Pakistani passports. Paul Sham is the professor who taught the class where Amna Faruqi played David Ben-Gurion. He suffers from a neurological disease. You'll hear he speaks a little haltingly. He says that experiences like Faruqi's are exactly why talking about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict on college campuses is so important.
There is actual discussion and debate going on. There is more of a possibility of students discussing and interacting and meeting people with other views.
The election of a Muslim to head J Street U is, of course, not without controversy. Some commentators now question how committed to Israel J Street really is. But Seth Franson, a columnist and reporter for the Jerusalem Post, says that this could be an important lesson for Israel's politics.
One of the big things Israelis can learn from this maybe is to say, wait a sec, you know, not everything has to be kind of an ethnic ghetto. You can have diversity. You can have different types of voices.
Amna Faruqi says that her devotion to Israel actually comes from being a Muslim.
I am religious. I am Muslim. I care very deeply about that. But I think for me, the way I practice that the most is by trying to make the world a better place. For me, this is very Muslim work, to try to be bringing together people who want to make a difference on this issue and not just sit in the echo chambers, but actually move out and make a difference.
For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, College Park, Maryland.